Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
The Blackhawks with two in the first, the Dubuque Fighting Saints with two in the second to tie it up, and the Fighting Saints with the only goal in the third in a 3-2 decision on a Saturday night, the final night of the regular season at Young Arena. Time for our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. The Hawks got off to a pretty good start in this one with the game's opening goal shortly after the midpoint of the first period. Garrett Brown steps across the Dubuque line, shakes it down into the right wing corner, chasing with Burkholder. Knife did free, but Yuntorp took it away, gave it back. Townsend feeds a puck to Benoit. He shoots, fought off by Bronman, and then the puck in the net. The Blackhawks have scored. Here come the Hawks. Benoit's shot deflected up off of Bronman. It was up above his shoulder as he was down in the butterfly position. He couldn't track it. It landed at his right and was jabbed in. Gavin Thorson gives the Blackhawks the 1-0 lead with that first period tally at the 11:01 mark. Benoit and Townsend the assists. The Hawks made it 2-0 with just under 2 minutes left to go before the first intermission. Benoit to it for Waterloo. Played it to Garrett Brown behind the net. Soft pass to Klee. Found him. Then for Connor Brown up right wing. Brown tries to roll it around a defender. Gets in for a shot. He scores! Here come the Hawks! What a goal by Connor Brown! Put it through the skates of the defender. Got to the puck on the other side and fired it off the post and in past Bronman. It's 2-0 Waterloo on a goal by Connor Brown. Ninth goal of the season for the Hawks. Connor Brown assisted by David Klee and by Garrett Brown at 18:09, and the Hawks up 2-0. They outshot the Dubuque Fighting Saints 11-3 in the first period. The Saints rebounded with a determined effort at the start of the second. They scored just 14 seconds into the period after a takeaway behind the black-white net by Jake Sandrial, fed it out to the top of the crease, and Michael Burchill slipped a low shot in, looked like it caught a piece of Jack Spicer and the post, but did make it across the goal line for the start of the Fighting Saints rally. The goal for Michael Burchill, assisted by Sandrial at the 14-second mark, and it was 2-1. Saints made it a tie game, 2-2, after being unable to convert on a power play, but scoring shortly thereafter in a follow-up shift at 3:56. In that instance, a shot from the right point by Luke Malbuff was blockered away by Jack Spicer, landed in the slot. Hawks couldn't get it out of harm's way, came to the side of the net, and was flipped in by Owen Michaels, tying the game. Michaels from James Reeder and Luke Malbuff at 3:56, and it was 2-2. That was not quite 4 minutes into period two. It remained 2-2 through the remainder of the second and most of the third, and then the Fighting Saints, who went 0-2 on the power play in the second period, converted a late power play opportunity at 16:53. Calum Dick took a shot from the left point. Jack Spicer made the initial save. The puck glanced off of him into the corner at his left, but was batted right back into the crease by Oliver Moberg. May have hit a Blackhawk defender, but did get in, and Moberg credited with the goal. He was assisted by Dick, and an assist on that goal to Michael Burchill on the power play score that made it 3-2. The power play goal at 16:53. The Fighting Saints 1-for-3 on the power play. The Blackhawks 0-for-1 on their lone power play opportunity. In the third period, each team had 8 shots on goal. The Hawks finished with 26 for the game, the Fighting Saints with 23. Jack Spicer takes the loss. He made 23 saves. The win to Marcus Bronman, his third against the Blackhawks this season, stopping 21 of 23. That's our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted Soman Hardware. You can almost hear the sizzle this time of year. It's a new grilling season. Charcoal, barbecue pellets, grill tools, and more are available from Ted's Home and Hardware. Or go big this year with a new Traeger, Weber, or Charbroil grill. Stop in to see Ted and his staff. They're there to help. Ted's Home and Hardware, 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale. The Blackhawks, with time to recover from a loss in the season finale, they fall to the Dubuque Fighting Saints 3-2 in game number 62 of the season, but playoff hockey awaits. The Hawks will see either the Lincoln Stars or the Des Moines Buccaneers next weekend. Opponent and game date to be determined.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.